Welcome back and welcome to Maseches Erevin. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 1, Mishnah 1. And this Masechta is a little difficult to give over an audio recording because of the nature of it, that it is a very graphic. You need to be able to sort of see pictures sometimes, so we'll do the best that we can nonetheless. And more often than not, we can explain it with to the most of our ability. So says the Mishnah as follows. There is something called a mavoi. A mavoi is an alleyway. In general, if you have a mavoi, if you have this alleyway, so we know that its status is not entirely clear. There's something called the Roshos HaRabim, which is a public domain. Then there's something called the Roshos HaYachid, which is a private domain. But Chazal were concerned that people might view the alley as a more of a public domain because it's like a street, or it's used as a street, and it's completely open on one side. So if when a person would be carrying in the alleyway, even though technically it's not a public domain, you might assume that it is, and people can think, oh, maybe I can actually carry in a public domain as well. So therefore, the rabbis say there's an Isser Darabanan, a rabbinic prohibition to carry in the mavoi, to carry in the alleyway. However, if there was some sort of a heker, some sort of a way to show that the mavoi is closed off, that even on the fourth side, then you would be able to carry in it because there would be an understanding that this is a mavoi and not a street. And the way they said to do this is you need to have either a korach, which is a cross beam along that that fourth wall area, or you need to have a lechi, a pole that is placed at the side of the entrance of this area. So it says the Mishnah as follows: mavoi shehu gavoa lamala meyetzer ma'am. If you have a cross beam over this fourth wall, or over this fourth side of the alley, that's more than 20 amos above the ground, you have to lower it. If it's too high, then people will not be able to use this as a heker, as a sign to show that it's an alley and not a street, because of the fact that it's too high off the ground. But Rabbi Yehuda says, it would not be necessary to lower this korach, this cross beam, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the beam isn't a sign that has to be noticeable, but actually it's just like a mechitza. It's in a sense its own partition that closes off this side of the alleyway to demonstrate that it's a fourth wall, and therefore even if it's above 20 amos it should be fine. V'harach of me'aser amos, and if the alley's opening, right, this fourth side is wider than 10 amos, you might, so you have to make it narrower. And how do you do that? Well, you have to place boards there to make it narrower, and that's again, that's if it's greater than 10 amos wide. But if the alley's open side has a tsuras ha-pesach, which literally means like the form of a doorway, meaning that there's a post on each side of the opening and there's a bar that extends over from the top of one post to the other, which again basically looks like a doorway. So in that case, afal pishehu rachav me'aser amos, even if it's wider than 10 amos, ein tzarech lamat, you don't need to make it narrower, because this tsuras ha-pesach, this doorway form, is considered like an entrance no matter how wide it is. And whenever you have an entrance, that's totally okay to have a large open gap there. That was Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis now says further, Hechsher Mavoi. So here is the way to prepare, to properly kosher, in a sense, to make it permissible to carry inside of the alley. You need a pole at one side of the entrance, and you need a crossbeam. All you need is a lechi or a kora, and you would be fine to consider it a closed off area. Rabbi Eliezer says, and I'm just realizing now as I am. reading the words of the Mishnah, I was saying Korach before. It's Korah. Korah is the Hebrew word for a beam. Okay, again, so says the Mishnah further, Rabbi Eliezer says, L'chayayin, that Beis Shammai require two separate poles in order to create the entrance. And so that is how Rabbi Eliezer reports Beis Shammai's opinion. Now, says the Mishnah further, Mishum, Rabbi Yishmael Amar Tamil Echad of Nei Rabbi Akiva, a student said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael before Rabbi Akiva, L'nechlechku Beis Shammai Beis Hill, Beis Shammai Beis Hill, didn't disagree Al Mavoishu Pachos Me'arba Amos, regarding an alley that is less than 4 Amos wide, Shehu Nitar Ol V'lechi of a Kora, that it can be considered a permissible place to carry with either a pole or a crossbeam, meaning even Beis Shammai agree that all you need is one or the other. Aman Echelku, when did they disagree? Al Rachav Me'arba Amos V'adeh, so when you have an alley that is between 4 and 10 Amos wide, Shebei Shammai, Rebei Shammai say, Lechi V'kora, you need a Lechi and a Kora. You need a pole and you need a beam. You need a pole or this cross beam. But Rabbi Akiva doesn't like this, as we'll see in a moment. Disagree regarding both of these things, that whether you have an alley that's smaller than 4 amos wide or an alley that's between 4 and 10 amos wide, that Beis Shammai required these two changes, a pole and a lechi, lechi and a korah and a crossbeam, in order to make it a permissible place to carry. And with that, we conclude Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.